I want everyone who comes into the shop to feel at home, to feel at ease. They have the liberty to open the cupboard, to hold things, to hold museum items. It's a welcoming place. Before Treasure at Home, I am actually a police officer, but I resigned and I became a personal bodyguard for a few years. And Yana is actually a teacher. She resigned a couple of years ago to pursue our dream of running Treasure at Home. Treasure at Home deals with vintage, antique and retro items, mainly collectibles and furniture from 1950s to the 1980s. We started Treasure at Home from home. We are actually collectors since the early 2000s. As things grow more at home, we decided to sell on eBay, Craigslist, and customers will actually come to our house. But as the kids grow older, we need some privacy. We decided after a few years to start a shop to run Treasure at Home.
That's right. Use this one to cover, okay? Put two.
The collectibles range from toys to artifacts, such as this one, the KTM train number plate. I got this piece from an old station master working at Tanjung Pagar Railway Station. When I met him, he showed me this item. I knew I had to get it. He then told me that he wanted us to educate the public. That's why it's here.
~98% of the items in the store is for sale. Okay, the balance 2% are not for sale. The presidential pictures. And of course, the famous Pan American poster, which is my auntie actually. Here I have one of our prized possessions, okay, FNN tray with legendary actress Maria Manado on it. Collectors has placed its value on subject matter actually. If it's clean, if it's clear, it has a higher value to it. During those days, FNN or Fraser and Neave in Long, they supply this for those who buy cartons of drinks. Okay, but now it's so rare that it becomes a treasure. The range of these trays can hit between $350 to more than $1,000. For the last 15 years, right, I only managed to get 5 of these trays. So I noticed a trend of younger homeowners. Of course, they want quality items and long-lasting pieces. As for collectors, there is a trend of new young collectors which is coming up. Yeah, this is the place. Advice for new collectors and new buyers of vintage, not to rush, okay? Make sure you all renovate your house swee-swee first and then buy things slowly, because every piece is special and every piece is one-off, meaning that you don't have a same piece elsewhere in the world, okay? So that makes it more interesting. Don't rush, okay? Do it slowly.